Hey everybody, welcome to day 20 of 21 Days of Prayer. My name is Joel. Today we're going to be talking about Right There With You. We're going to be reading out of 1 Kings 19, 11 through 12. The Lord said, "Go out and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by." Then a great and powerful wind tore the mountains apart and shattered the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake came a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire came a gentle whisper. Have you ever been so busy with everything around you that you missed what was right there in front of you? I remember one time I was driving my car with my brother and his girlfriend, and we all were talking and just sharing about our day and laughing, and I was distracted by the people around me and the things around me that I ended up crashing my car. Right in the moment, I felt so much fear and anxiety, like, oh my gosh, what is this person going to say? Are they going to be mad at me? How much is this going to cost? But my expectation and fear was not lived out by the reaction of the man. He was very gracious and understanding. And I think a lot of times in our life, that's exactly how we approach things. In 1 Kings 19, 11 through 12, we see a powerful conversation take place. While Elijah runs in fear after the battle with the prophets of Baal, he finds himself in a cave, far from where he thought he would ever be. Elijah prayed that God would even take his own life because of how overwhelmed and fearful he was. But the Lord did not. Instead, he provided and gave him strength. Now, how often in our lives do we get to the same place Elijah was? On our knees, crying, "God, please take the pain away." I know I've been there so many times in my life, crying out during a trial. What trials have you been walking through? And what was your response? Was it like Elijah's, asking God to please show up in the midst? I remember all so often I've been Elijah, but what is true is that God will always show up to those who seek him. Though the way God shows up is not usually how we expect. Like in the story, he didn't show up in the fire. He didn't show up in the big, grand way Elijah might expect. But he showed up in the small whisper. Sometimes I wish Jesus would just appear right in front of me and tell me exactly what to do in my trials. I'm sure we all do. But what if God was actually trying to do that very thing for you right now? However, our mind is so distracted by the people around us and looking for the big, great thing in the busyness and chaos of life that we miss the small whisper of God. The whisper to answer that prayer you've been praying your entire life. The whispering of healing, of restoration, maybe the whisper of blessing. Today I challenge you, in the busyness of life, just take a second and breathe. Breathe and listen for the whisper of God telling you exactly what you need. Try not to get lost in the chaos of life, but remember that God is always there with you. Thank you so much for joining us today. I cannot wait for tomorrow.